We now continue with lesson number 40 in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Shviyos. And today we're going to learn the last two Mishnayos of the ninth Perek, Perek Tishi, Mishneh Ches, and Mishneh Tes, and we will conclude the ninth and next to the last Perek in the entire Maseches. And the Mishnah continues with the rules of Biur, and again, we'll follow the Ramban's understanding of Biur, which is the opinion, as I explained to you, of most poskim, and which is based upon a very explicit Tosefta in Maseches Shviyos. Misha hayu lo Peiro Shviyos v'higi ha'shas ha'biur. A person has Peiro Shviyos, and now it's the time for the Biur. So what do you have to do? You have all these figs in your house, and here it is, there's no longer figs on the trees out there. Kol alachayom en hasoda. So you have to be mevayer, the peros, the figs in our example, that you have in your house. So here's what you do, says the Mishnah. Mechalek mizon shalosh su'dos lechol echot v'yechot. You gather around you, everyone in your family, and actually your friends, your neighbors, whoever you want, and you give each of them mazon shalosh seudos, enough figs for three seudos. and that's part of the biur. That's part of the biur. As we explained, again following the Ramban, you can put it all out and say, Achenu beis Yisroel, mishetzorech litol yitol. Whoever wants can have some of this biur. Now, what about you yourself? Can you reclaim some of which you have been mafkir and given out? So Rav Yehuda says, "Va'aniim ochle machar habiyur." The poor people can eat the food which has been put out after the biyur. Avolo ashirim. Rich people cannot. Divrei Rav Yehuda. Now here, the definition of rich and poor is different from other places in Chazal and in the Halacha. Because the Pasuk does say, with reference to the Peiro Shviyos, V'yachlu evyone amecha, the poor people of your nation shall be able to eat these Peiro Shviyos. So, Rabbi Yehuda says, the poor people means those people who do not own this field. I have a field of figs, an orchard of figs, and I took the figs, bushels and bushels into my house. Now comes the Zman HaBiur. I put them all out on my front porch, and I say, all right, whoever wants can take. So everyone but me, it's considered the Aniyim. The guy could be a millionaire, but if he has no farm or orchard of figs, he is an Ani, according to Rav Yehuda, and he can come and take the figs, but not me. I'm considered the Oshir, even though I may not be wealthy. But here, Oshir means the owner of the farm. I cannot reclaim, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi says no. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Echad Aniyim, Echad Ashirim, Ochlim Achar Habiyur. Both the poor and the wealthy, meaning both the other people, neighbors, guests, bypassers, etc., passers by, etc., can take. They are the Aniyim. And the Balabayas, the owner of the orchard himself, can also come and reclaim the peros after he has fulfilled the mitzvah of biur. Rav Yossi understands v'yachlo evyone amecha to mean v'yachlo evyonim v'yamecha. The poor people can eat, and so can everybody else in the nation. Again, this is following the approach of of the Ramban. Mishneh Tes, Mishneh Tes is a subject of various interpretations. We'll follow one of them, the one in the Pirush HaMishnayos of the Ramban. Mishneh Hayu Lo Peiro Shviyos. If a person has Peiro Shviyos, all right, so a person's father or a good friend, father died and left him these peros shviyos, which the father collected permissibly. These were peros shviyos, not from a field which was protected with a no trespassing sign, etc. He took in the several bushels of peros shviyos, now he died, and the son has inherited it. Or so-and-so has gathered all these peros shviyos and gave it to his friend as a gift. So what can be done with these peros shviyos? So Rabbi Eliezer Omer Yinosnu Loch Lehem. Rabbi Eliezer says they must be given, he can't eat it himself, but rather he should give it out to others. He should invite people over and say, here, I'm giving you all this to eat. He can sit down and join them, but he can't trade it, give it as a bonus to somebody, etc. Now, the Mefarshim explain that Rabbi Eliezer here is following the opinion of Beis Shammai, who said all the way back in the fourth parak, the second Mishnah, that one cannot eat peiros shviyas betova. I cannot eat peiros shviyas and owe you something back in return. So if I give you peiros shviyas, I have to give it to you shelo betova. You can't say thank you for it. The Torah made them hefker; they're not really mine. However, v'chachomim omrim ein hachote niskor. Now the chachomim here, according to this perush of the Rambam, the chachomim here are speaking to Rabbi Eliezer. We ourselves follow Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel said back in Perek Dalet Mishnah Beis that when it comes to perush shviyas, ochlin betova v'shelo betova, there's nothing wrong with me giving you perush shviyas and telling you, hey buddy, I'm giving you perush shviyas, you owe me one. Whatever it happens to be. So says Beis Hillel, and so said the Chachamim. But the Chachamim are here arguing with Rabbi Eliezer, and they're saying, Rabbi Eliezer, according to you, that you can't eat peiros shviyas betova, peiros shviyas can only be eaten with no strings attached. So, if you're going to say that these peiros shviyas should be eaten by other people, so it turns out the chote niskar, the person who is sinning, is gaining. He's gaining by being able to give other people and having them indebted to him. So how can you allow him to do that? So therefore, says the Chacham to Rabbi Eliezer, what you should require is Elo Yimachru Lochleim. You should say they have to be sold to those people who are eating it, and the money that you get from selling it to them, you have to distribute to wherever you're going to distribute it to. You can't get any benefit back from peiros shviyas. They've just dispersed the money. This approach is the approach of the Rambam following the Yerushalmi, and in the Yerushalmi there's a machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. So this approach to understanding the Mishnah is Rabbi Yochanan's shita in the Yerushalmi, and the Rambam understands the Mishnah this way. Other Mefarshim have a different approach, which we will not share with you, but you're welcome to look into Pirush HaMishnayos and see how the various Mefarshim take other approaches. The Mishnah continues to conclude the ninth perek. And by the way, when we conclude the ninth perek, we are concluding the halachos of shviyas that have to do with agriculture, with farming, etc. The next perek will deal with a different subject entirely, with Shmitas Ksofim. But the sixth Mishnah ends by saying, Ha'ochel me'isas shviyas. Person takes some wheat from peiros shviyas and makes out of it dough, and now he had a sufficient quantity of dough, so he's mechuyov to be mafrish challah. Suppose he eats from the isas shviyas before he was mafrish challah, atchelo hurmo chaloso chayav misa. He's chayav misa bidei shamayim because he has eaten challah b'mezid. He's not a kohen. He has to be mafrish it and give it to a kohen ideally. Now, this Mishnah is coming to teach us that even though normally the peiros shviyas are potter from masros, but they are still chayev in challah. Why should that be? If they're exempt from masros, why are they mefuyev in challah? So the Gemara Maseches Bechoros, Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, asks Take, why isa shviyas is chayev bechallah? After all, the Torah said, li'ochla v'lo l'sreifa, that you're supposed to be able to eat and enjoy peiros shviyas, but if you mafrish challah, the challah is very likely to become tomei, and challah tomei, like truma tomei, must be burned. So you by making mafresh challah, you're bringing peiros shviyas, in this case the wheat and the dough, that much closer to sreifa, to just being burned and wasted and not being consumed the way peiros shviyas is supposed to be consumed. Well, the Mishnah Gemara Maseches Bechoras answers that challah is different, because by challah the pasuk says ledoro seichem. Dorosecha means all the years and all the generations of Jewish history. If you have dough of a certain quantity, you're obligated to be mafresh challah, even during the year of Shavuos. And so we have concluded lesson number 40, and in the process have concluded the ninth perek of Maseches Shavuos.